I'm standing strong without a single snap, finding peace together on this dusty map. No more sharp reactions throwing us away.
Welcome to Strong Without the Snaps, the podcast for men who are tired of letting anger, frustration, and destructive blow-ups damage the relationships that matter most. I'm your host, Paul Steen, and every week we'll learn practical strategies to help you become calmer, communicate better, and build stronger relationships with the people you love. Welcome back to Strong Without the Snaps, everyone. This is Paul, and I'm really glad you're joining us for episode 12. We're tackling a tough but incredibly vital topic today, one that I think hits home for a lot of men trying to navigate the complexities of their relationships. Today's episode is titled, Don't Wait Until It's Too Late, and it's all about that gut-wrenching feeling of too little, too late. You know, when you're finally ready to put in the work, but the other person just isn't there anymore.
It's a powerful title, Paul, and honestly, it really resonates with me. I've been on the receiving end of that too little, too late scenario, and it's a difficult place to be, both for the person who's finally trying to change and the person who's just exhausted.
Absolutely, Lori. And I think it's crucial for us to really dig into this, because while we always advocate for growth and mending, there's a reality we can't ignore. Sometimes that door truly does close, but there's also hope, and I think we can explore both sides today.
Exactly, Leketra. Hope is definitely part of this conversation, but so is facing the hard truth. Lori, you mentioned being on the receiving end. Could you share a bit about what that experience was like for you when you felt like the efforts to change came too late?
Oh, absolutely. It's a story I think many can relate to, sadly. With my ex-husband, there were so many promises, you know? I'll change, I'll prioritize you, I'll be more present. And for a while, I'd believe him. I wanted to believe him. Each time, I'd give him another chance, pour more of my energy into trying to make it work. But then, slowly but surely, the old patterns would creep back in. He'd relapse, as I called it, into the same behaviors that caused the friction in the first place. And then, the justifications would start.
The justifications, yeah. That's a tough one. It's like you hear the words, but the actions are telling a different story. And then the explanation just adds another layer of disappointment.
Exactly. And each time, a little piece of my trust would chip away. It wasn't a sudden thing, it was gradual. After the third, fourth, fifth time of him repeating the behavior and then trying to explain it away, or worse, minimize my feelings about it, something just broke inside me. I was no longer willing to even try. The trust was gone. And honestly, I started to feel stupid for even staying and hoping again. That feeling of foolishness, that was a real turning point.
That feeling, Lori, it's so common. When someone repeatedly breaks a promise, it's not just about the specific action. It's about the underlying message. My word isn't reliable. And that's devastating to a relationship. It chips away at your sense of safety, your sense of being valued.
You hit on something huge there, Leketra. Trust and dependability. I mean, those are like the bedrock, right? Without them, everything else just feels shaky. For men listening, it's not just about saying you're going to change. It's about consistently showing it, and for a long time, not just a week or two.
Absolutely. It wasn't that I wanted him to be perfect overnight. I understood change takes time, effort, sometimes even missteps, but it was the pattern of missteps without genuine, sustained effort to correct them and the lack of accountability that eventually wore me down. It became clear that his commitment to change wasn't really a commitment to me or us.
And that's where the too little, too late comes in, isn't it? When the person making the promises finally gets serious, but the other person's capacity to believe, to hope, to invest has just been completely depleted. Their emotional bank account is empty and they stop making deposits. So, for men who are in that space, maybe they've slipped up, maybe they've made promises they didn't keep, and now they're finally ready to truly commit. How do they even begin? Because if the trust is eroded, how do you rebuild it? And how do you know if it's already too late?
That's a fantastic question, Paul. First, it has to be 100% authentic commitment, not half-hearted. And it's not just about apologizing, it's about consistent action over time. One thing I've seen work in relationships that did turn around is what I call strategic systems. It's not just, I'll try harder. It's, I will put these specific, measurable actions in place. For example, if punctuality is an issue, it's not, I'll try to be on time. It's, I will set an alarm 15 minutes earlier, leave 10 minutes earlier, and text you when I leave my house. Concrete steps that build new patterns.
I think that's key, LaKetra. It's about demonstrating, not just declaring. For me, if he had said, okay, I understand I've broken your trust. What specific actions, big or small, can I take today to start rebuilding that? And how can I show you I'm serious, consistently? That would have been a game changer. But it often felt like it was still my job to tell him how to change.
That's a big one right there. Men, we sometimes expect our partners to give us the roadmap, when really, we need to take ownership of finding the solutions and then executing them. And a huge part of that is checking in with your partner in a timely fashion. Not waiting until things are about to explode, but proactively asking, how are we doing? Am I showing up for you in the way you need?
Exactly. And listening, really listening. Not just to the words, but to the tone, to the body language, to the subtle shifts. Because sometimes a woman will let you know it's over or almost over by her actions and deeds long before she actually says the words. Her engagement might decrease, she might stop bringing up issues because she feels it's futile, or she might just seem more distant. These are all signals.
It's true. For me, there was a point where I stopped fighting. I stopped bringing things up, not because I didn't care, but because I felt like I was hitting my head against a wall. The emotional investment just wasn't worth the trouble anymore. My feelings slowly changed. It wasn't an active decision to leave at first. It was a slow, quiet drifting away of my heart where the trouble just outweighed the investment.
That's a really crucial insight, Lori, and something men need to be acutely aware of. It's often said that women, a lot of the time, have already exited the relationship emotionally before they physically leave. And sometimes it's even more complicated because financial needs or other practicalities might keep their body in the home even when their heart has already moved on. No blame can be placed. It's just the reality of life.
And from a woman's perspective, it's not about being secretive. It's often about self-preservation. When you've repeatedly voiced concerns, tried to communicate, and seen no lasting change, you start to protect your own heart. It's not a tactic, it's a genuine shift in perspective and energy. That's why open communication, truly inviting her to share her feelings without judgment, is so vital early on.
That really brings home the point about not waiting until it's too late. Because for a man who's dejected and clinging to false hope, not recognizing these signs can lead to a catastrophic blow-up, a feeling of deep rejection that could have been softened or avoided if he'd been more attuned. It's always good to know and accept when it's truly over, for everyone's sake.
Absolutely. That's why that feeling of stupidity for staying too long was so damaging. If I had recognized earlier that I was just holding on to a ghost of what the relationship used to be, or what I hoped it could be, I might have saved myself a lot of heartache, and it would have allowed him to move on too, rather than prolonging a situation that wasn't serving either of us.
But there's also the flip side, right? Not every relationship is doomed just because there are issues. My relationship, for instance, actually did turn around, and it wasn't easy, believe me. We had some really tough conversations, some moments where I thought, this is it, I can't do this anymore. But what made the difference was a combination of things. Both of us were genuinely willing participants, we authentically addressed the core issues, not just the surface-level fights, and we put strategic systems in place with 100% commitment and adherence from both sides.
That's incredibly encouraging, LaKetra. What were some of those strategic systems you both implemented that really made a difference, especially from your partner's side, in demonstrating commitment?
For my partner, it was about consistency. He had a habit of, let's say, being less communicative when he was stressed. My strategic system request wasn't talk to me more, it was specific. When you're feeling overwhelmed, can you send a quick text saying, overwhelmed, talk later, instead of disappearing? And can we schedule a 15-minute check-in call every evening, no matter what, just to touch base? It sounds simple, but that consistent small effort, day in and day out, rebuilt so much. And from my side, it was about trusting those small steps and communicating my appreciation for them.
That makes so much sense. It's those consistent, small acts of showing up and following through that accumulate into trust again. It's not one grand gesture. It's the daily reaffirmation.
Absolutely. So for men listening, if you're trying to mend a situation, if you truly value the relationship, don't wait. Be patient with the process, but be urgent with your commitment. Listen to your mate. Really listen to what they're saying and what their actions are communicating. Ask open-ended questions like, what does feeling prioritized truly look like for you right now? Or are there any specific concerns that feel unresolved for you? And then be prepared to act on that feedback consistently.
And remember, it's not just about addressing the current problem. It's about building a future where these problems are less likely to resurface. That means self-awareness, accountability, and a genuine desire to evolve as a partner. It's a journey, not a destination, but the effort has to be there every single day.
And for those times when it truly is too late and the relationship ends, it's not a failure, it's a learning experience. You gain valuable information about yourself, about relationships, about what you need and what you can give. And if you turn that into relationship knowledge, that's a tremendous benefit you carry into future connections.
That's a beautiful way to put it, Laurie. Every experience, even the painful ones, can be a teacher. So let's wrap this up with a few key takeaways. Men, commit 100% to change, not half-heartedly. Implement strategic systems, not just vague promises. Check in with your partner proactively and frequently. Don't wait for a blow-up. Pay attention to her actions and deeds. Sometimes a woman's heart has already left, even if her body is still there. Be patient with yourself and the process, but be consistent in your actions. And if it's too late, find peace in the knowledge gained and use it to become a stronger, more dependable man in your next chapter.
And remember, every relationship and situation is unique. While these strategies can be incredibly helpful in complicated or deeply entrenched situations, professional help, like couples therapy or individual counseling, can be profoundly beneficial. It provides a safe space and expert guidance to navigate those challenging waters.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to seek that support. It shows strength, not weakness. And for women out there, know your worth and your boundaries. You deserve a partner who is dependable and committed. Powerful stuff, everyone. This has been a really impactful discussion. Thank you, Laurie and Laketra, for sharing your insights and experiences. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Strong Without the Snaps. Remember, if you truly value the relationship, don't wait until it's too late. We'll catch you next time.
If today's episode helped you, share it with another man who needs to hear it. Remember, anyone can lose their temper. It takes a strong man to master it. Until next time, stay strong without the snaps. For us to say we can build